We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another.
In July 2023, a group of 12 volunteers, 6 internationals, 6 Ukrainians, met for a 2-week-long work camp organized by the Ukrainian NGO Alternative V. They restored the destroyed village of Moshun, north of Kyiv in Ukraine. I asked them, has your relation to your country changed with the start of the war? How do you picture your future? And of course, what are you doing here? I thank them very much for their answers.
My name is Vitaly. Since the full-scale war started, I wasn't in Ukraine. I was doing my volunteering mission in Poland, where I kind of was trapped with all this shit happening. Actually, it was hard decision for me, and it took a year since the full-scale war started to understand for me that's it's my home here, and I don't want to be anywhere except Ukraine, because it's my home really, and I need to work here to help my country's economy, to help people. Hopefully now I'm in Moshun, where we are kind of helping local communities, so I think that's why I came back home.
My treatment to my country changed a lot, changed to our nation, because I realized how Ukrainians are strong, because I didn't expect that resistance will be such strong and such stubborn, I could say.
Being proud of your country, it's feeling that you're gonna live here for all your life, and you're gonna leave your children here and your grandsons, and you'll be sure that they will have wealth here. They will be well treated, they will have everything for their living, and they will be proud to be on this land doing something good for people and for country. Maybe this is about being proud about the country or about the land.
It would be either impossible or very hardly possible without international support, because bravery and this stuff of things are great, but still you need money to rebuild this destroyed villages. Still you need weapons from Western countries. Still you need humanitarian aid. Still you need some medicine and stuff like this. Yes, Ukrainian people are brave and talented and everything, but they kind of need this support so as to be able to act bravery. They need something to work with, and that's why it's important for other countries to support Ukraine, and that's why it's important for international volunteers to go back to their countries and kind of keep the support at decent level, so it doesn't become smaller.
Minute of silence. Every day we have it at 9 a.m. and it's minutes of silence in honor of everyone who was killed, who were killed by Russians in this war. military, civilians. Yeah, we have it every day. And after we listened to the national anthem of Ukraine, it's anthem about that Ukraine didn't die, and I think it's classical variant of anthem about fighting for independence, for sovereignty. Last 2 years, of course, it's became very important for everyone.
Отак, ну розумієш, війна, коли в тебе хтось там близький на цьому воює, це одна, а коли просто, то мені здається, зараз у кожного є сім'ї або є близька людина, яка
so she's saying,
просто їх стало набагато більше, ніж
it's like two different types of war when you just like live in the war. It's like one type of the war, but another type of the war when you have someone who fights in the war. And right now, like, she thinks like almost everyone has either like a close family member or someone they know who is in the front line, and that's why this war is like is so massive and like everyone feels like it's a personal war.
По-перше, на цій війні є дві мої близькі людини.
She has two close persons in this war.
Так. Ну, чоловік моєї дружини, сестри і мій дядько.
Her uncle and the husband of her sister.
І їм дуже важко зараз там.
And it's like a really tough time for them.
Плюс моя сестра вагітна зараз.
And her sister is pregnant now.
Тому для нас війна ще не закінчилась.
So,
не для нашої сім'ї, не для нашої країни.
So neither for her family nor for our country the war is not over yet.
Тому так, як я можу сказати, що буде після війни, якщо вона не закінчилась. Якщо хтось загине з моїх рідних, ну це буде зовсім інша війна. І зовсім інший кінець.
So that's why she can't really answer questions right now about the future, because if someone dies, it will be like totally different future for her.
Because war showed us, like I can make plan for next month to go to concert or something else, but about my future, I don't know anything. And you know, I think I like this feeling when you don't know anything, you can imagine that you can do everything. I applied, for example, visa in Canada, but it have duration for 3 years, but there is no any guarantee that even in 3 years I can cross the borderline. So, yeah, life became more like more carpe diem style because future is very very unknown.
My dream was to travel more. I wanted to find a remote job that would allow me to travel around the world, explore different cultures. But right now, obviously, all the plans are put on hold, and the only measure, let's say, I use to kind of decide what should I do or what I shouldn't do is like if this action brings Ukraine closer to victory or not. I'm trying to focus on things that in one way or another are helping people here and helping Ukraine to win in this war.
Jackie Phillips from the U.S. here in Ukraine. I'm an attorney in the U.S. and I came here to help like everybody else, and maybe to see some things and go back to the U.S. and talk to people about what it really looks like in Ukraine, and specifically, like, I think a lot of people want to help or want to donate, and so when I go back, then I think it will be helpful to be like, okay, here's some like legit organizations, you know, because a lot of people want to do something, so that could be helpful.
Yeah, in public relations, we have such determinations like mission, vision, and my mission here. My vision here was like that I will help to restore my country, to help people who live here. I wanted to help because, you know, I don't know if I mentioned, but in January of this year, Russia bombed house of my grandmother, and it's not very big, you know, damages, like mostly roof, but I thought that maybe experience which I will get here, I can kind of use it when I will restore her house. Unfortunately, my expectations was kind of high about all of this, but anyway, like when I meet the people, when I talk to them, when we have some communications, it's giving me new experience, new understanding, and maybe give some hope, because I see the houses which was damaged, like in the way my grandmother house, and I see that they are restored, that they rebuilt, and I still like getting this hope that it's possible to rebuild.
I'm Bastian from Germany. What do you want to know? We are smashing bricks. Actually, those bricks are from some house which was destroyed and the battle, the Russian attacks, and we are trying to assist to construct a road by smashing the bricks into small pieces so that later on there can be a road. I do like the work because it's kind of a physical work which is possible to do, and actually, to be honest, it's also some kind of an easy work, so it's not like, I mean, it's a tough work like physically, but how it's done, it's somehow easy, so it's not easy to make some mistakes or harm in any way here. By saying harm, I mean, in any case, you know, even if you're trying to do something good in any place, you can still do something bad unintentionally. So that's what I'm referring to by saying harm. And the mayor told us to do so. I think it's pretty helpful for the village. So my role here is being a volunteer in a work camp. And I think the question is also aiming somehow on the motivation, the ideas why I went here. Because like the work we are doing here, you could say easily this could also be done by Ukrainian people, Ukrainian volunteers and so on. From my perspective, it's still helpful to do so because there are other works which are necessary to do for now, even voluntary work, which is not easy to do as a foreigner, maybe for lacking of language, lacking of communication skills. Other people can do other works, or even taking, for example, a rest, because, you know, having every daily, single day, this war around you keeps your mind pretty stressed and tensioned. It's very important for the moral that people see they are not alone in the world, that other people are care and also coming here, doing whatever they can, even if it's little, of course, it's not changing anything in the big picture, but it has a small effort.
I think the most valuable thing here has been the conversations with the people here, the long lunches and drinking vodka, and just people knowing that the rest of the world supports them, that there's people out there that support them, that they're not just here on their own or thinking that, like, oh, nobody cares about us. This happened to us and nobody cares about us. And so I think it's important for the international community to show up for those conversations. Not even like, you know, building, like when I came here and everyone's like, well, what do you think you're going to do there? I'm not a developer. I'm not going to build a house. But man, those conversations, especially with those older women, I think those conversations mattered a lot. I think, you know, like they're crying, we're crying, they'll all start talking. Like I've never had to ask a single question. Probably nor I wouldn't. you know, like, oh, what happened or what was it like? That's never happened. Like, they immediately start talking. And I think especially when they know that, oh, I came here from the U.S. and, you know, we support Ukraine. And then when, you know, they'll just start talking, well, this is what happened. This is what happened. Just listening and being supportive and honestly just crying together, drinking vodka together. Just that's how you rebuild, you know, humanity. That's what humanity looks like. So I think that's an important piece.
It's really nice to feel the kind of international support in terms of some, you know, personal human touch, in terms of empathy, in terms of how people want to kind of relate. I don't know, maybe even take a part of your pain or a part of your confusion, part of your uncertainty in the future, and kind of share it with you so it feels better for you. So that was something really nice to experience. And it's really something very personal, because when you read about all the news about, okay, I don't know, the United States or France or Germany declared a new package of, let's say, military aid for whatever billions, it's very nice and it's like really supports Ukraine, but it's difficult to feel some personal, you know, personal connection to these numbers or to these stories. But when you have a person spending time with you or just having a chat with you and asking, how do you feel, what do you think about this, I don't know, like, how can I maybe make it better for you, this situation or this feeling, it really hits your own personal level, and it makes you kind of, it gives you some personal fuel to carry on and some personal capabilities, some personal power to deal with what's going around. And it like really changes your life and gives you energy and power to change the life of people around you.
Ну, просто треба, щоб люди зробили для себе висновки, а не там щось їхали допомагати. Хто може допомогти, той допомагає нам і так. Ну,
just
реально.
Saying that the ones who can help us, they like helping us anyway. And for like the majority of people, she just wants to make conclusions out of this war and like don't make the same mistakes in the future.
Хай собі живуть. Як жили, просто знають, що тут війна.
Remember that there is a war here.
Щоб були добрішими до одного.
Щоб були добрішими?
Так, да, у своїй країні.
So that they would be kinder in their own country.
So. Peace! Хто я? Де я? Втома, втома. Доза, сльоза.
Olga, Julia, Andre, Misha, Rostislav, Vitaly, Jackie, Charlie, François, Milena, Bastien, thank you very much for your answers, for your work, and for the very strong bonds you have forged together during this work camp. This work camp was made possible thanks to the great work of Anastasia and Valerie from the NGO Alternative V. They made it possible for 12 volunteers to meet and work and live together in a very safe environment. You can find all the information about Alternative V and their future work camps on their website www.alternative-v.com. Ой, світи ясне, поясне.